This is the 930 WFMD Weekend Free Talk Express, featuring highlights from local talk shows.
I'm Frank Mitchell, and this week, the Weekend Free Talk Express brings you highlights from the Morning News Express and Mid-Maryland Live. And we begin with some highlights recently from a conversation with the new director at the Weinberg Center for the Arts in Frederick.
Barbara Hiller, we are talking with her. She is the marketing manager, director at the Weinberg Center. How are you, Barbara?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And we always talk about what's going on at the Weinberger.
Bob's got food on his mind this morning.
I am hungry. I had a hamburger yesterday. I proudly pay you. And you brought a wonderful guest with you today, did you not?
I did. I brought our new executive theater manager, Stephanie Chaykin, with me today.
Wow, there you go.
Look. Thank you.
I never get that applause.
You should
bow down. There you go.
She deserves it. You don't. Stephanie, welcome to Frederick, first of all.
Thank you.
And what attracted you to the Weinberg Center?
The amazing team and really amazing programming. Yeah. I grew up in Montgomery County, and my parents bought a house up here in Frederick County 20 years ago. I've been living in New York City and going back and forth, and amazing John Healy retired, and this opened up, and it was perfect.
New York, my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
I knew you had to bring that in there.
I was waiting for it, too.
Yeah, right? You know, this way, New York pizza's better than Chicago pizza.
Well, I'm
it's because of the water.
That's exactly
why.
I told Bob that all the time. It's the water. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm glad you're on my side. I like you already.
There was a place that opened a bagel store, and they trucked in New York water for that.
Yes. It's got everything everybody wants. Seaweed, rust,
We got a rat problem there in New York.
So tell us, I mean, you know, you mentioned John Healy, and we were talking about him a little bit earlier. He really did put his footprint and did some amazing things. And describe maybe similarities and differences between the two. I mean, did you know John well?
I did a little bit of work with him partnering on some grants. So, a little bit of that. But not well, but just kind of his reputation preceded him. So it's great. He did amazing things for this.
So what
theater,
are we looking at? How would you put your footprint on there? I mean, what if you're looking at artists and or speakers or whatever? I know you're fairly new and you're still, you know, we still got to get it all put together and put your footprint on it. But it's the theater business. You can't just rest on your laurels. You got to hit the ground running.
Exactly. So I've been doing this a long time. I've been running some other theaters in the New York and New Jersey area for 17 years. And so I've kind of, when I walk into a new place, it's kind of seeing what's working, what's the community need, and then adding. So it's like, yes, and. And so I'm going to bring in some country music, some world music, do some new play readings, and then do some partnerships with some other organizations like the Frederick Arts Council, Give Rise Studios. We're going to do a series in September and October of professional development workshops for artists and arts organizations. Kind of think of it like entrepreneurship and doing things like, how can you raise money? How can you brand yourself? How can you do some catastrophe planning in case things go wrong? Just kind of building up the talent here to be shining in the world, and how can you do that from a business side? So yeah, that's one of the first things.
Working in New York and then coming to Frederick, are you seeing differences? I mean, obviously you probably do, when it comes to budgets, you know, being able to afford something that in New York that you may not be able to afford down here.
You mean in terms of where you live or in terms of artists?
Artists. In terms of artists and booking people to come into Frederick, they might be like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the average cost of an artist coming into town is. So,
well, the artists are touring all over the country. So it's kind of, I've been working with a lot of theaters and we're friends, so we kind of get together and block book things. So if you have three shows that you can go to an agent, three shows in a weekend, and then you can get a little discount for here, and then everyone's happy because it gives the artist more work, and then yeah, and makes it more affordable for us.
And so. Plus our proximity close to New York too, that probably helps, you know, being New York, New Jersey. And
yeah, we're on the East Coast, yeah. So I was on the board of a trade association called the Consortium of Eastern Regional Theaters, and we all kind of work together, yeah.
What is, and we're speaking with the new executive theater manager at the Weinberg, Stephanie, is it Chaykin, right?
Correct.
Oh, and bringing her new style into the City of Frederick and to the Weinberg Center and keeping some maybe traditions alive as well. So if you're going to, what gets the heart beating fast? I mean, what do you like to go watch at the theater when it comes to, say, music or plays? What's Stephanie's go-to?
Really, everything that is done well. No, everything that the passion is laid out there, people are vibing it, and I love Celtic music. I love country music. I love world music. I love really new plays, our speaker series, getting people talking. I think people don't, I mean, this is talk radio, right? But people don't speak enough from their heart and finding their empathy. And I think that's what art does. Art connects with your heart. And yeah, we can change the world from that. So.
Awesome. I'll tell you what, got to take a little bit of a break, and we'll come back. More of the Morning News Express continues on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Morning News Express 823 at WFMD. In the studios with us this morning, the new director at the Weinberg Center. Her name is Stephanie Chaykin, and Barbara Hiller, the marketing manager. And Barbara, we're going to kind of switch to you a little bit. Tell us about what's coming up at the Weinberg Center.
excuse me. We've got... the African Americans of Excellence exhibit coming up tomorrow night, Thursday. So this is the second annual event for the AAOE. It's a multimedia exhibit featuring original work from local artists and students showcasing contributions of African Americans in Frederick County. It's going to open with a VIP kickoff event, and then you can join the artists and the honorees and special guests for a ribbon cutting ceremony. They're going to talk. There's a live and silent auction and a special celebration. So things start happening at 6 with a cash bar and concessions, a silent auction, and then the big event kicks off at 7 o'clock. It's $10, and it's a great cause, and they were hanging the art around the theater yesterday, and it's lovely. It's going to be there for the whole month of February, so hopefully if you're coming into the theater this month, you're going to get a chance to see it all. And then actually it's a quiet weekend, so I don't really have any programming to talk about this weekend. Well, it's Fire and Ice.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's really hard to have an event, you know, where you might need a parking spots for 1,000 people to come to a Weinberg show when there's 30,000 people downtown.
You know what that means, Bob? For their speaking event, they can get you immediately to speak to the people of the Weinberg Center. What do you think?
Yes, there's opening. As a matter of fact, it would be empty, and so it wouldn't matter. Everybody's out looking at the chiseled ice exhibit. So, yes, Fire and Ice is perfect for downtown.
Right,
but you do have some great stuff coming up. We just promoed Shannon Bream kind of in the speaker series.
Yep, and I wanted to mention that Shannon Bream is coming. She's going to be here on February 15th with the speaker series. So we're really excited about that. And the next thing up is going to be next Thursday, the 8th. It's after The Thin Man. It's the Wonder Books classic film series. So it's a 1935 film in the Thin Man series. It's a Chris is looking at me like, what is the Thin Man?
Yeah, she looks at me laughing when she says Thin Man. I'm not a thin man.
No, it was a classic series with, I'm blanking on the actor's name, but Myrna Loy plays his wife. And there's a bunch of films there in that series. So we're having that next Thursday night. And then, like I said, we've got Shannon Bream on the 15th, and then we've got Scythian coming up. They're out of the D.C. area. They do Celtic and Americana music. They're coming on Friday the 16th. So it's a quiet weekend for us at the Weinberg and New Spire, but then as we move through February, there's a lot of programming coming
up. But it just means that everyone can go online and buy more tickets.
It's good sales tactic right there.
Absolutely.
William Powell, by the way.
William Powell and Myrna Loy, yep.
There you go. Yep, now, the other one, it's up and coming. I'm not sure if the tickets are on sale yet, but I was perusing the Weinberg Center's webpage, and one that I would love to be at, and that's Terry Fader, who is, mark your calendars, it's in July.
In July, yeah. It is on sale now. It's, July 12th.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you've never seen him, what a great, what a catch for that. Now, the other thing is if you're like, hey, I keep forgetting to go to the Weinberg Center, and I don't remember, and I don't get any updates or anything, there's a way for all that to change by just becoming a member of the Weinberg Center.
You're such a good promo man, hype
I'm
man
for
me.
He's the man.
So,
One of our listeners, you texted on a text line, Dean, asking, please bring back the Scottish rock band, and I hope I'm saying this right, Scarivore.
Yeah,
okay.
I was telling Stephanie about them last week. We loved Scarivore.
Okay,
yep.
So yeah, he'd like to see them again.
Yeah, they were amazing.
You know what? I also want to see at the Weinberg Center UFO and Judas Priest again.
Bob wants be part
you're
of
coming
Priest
to
band.
New Jersey town when you're doing the hard rock like that, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, Stephanie, first of all, thank you for making Frederick now your new home. And
we
wish you nothing but success and bringing in great acts for people here to enjoy at the Weinberg Center and across the street as well at New Spire. So there's lots to do, and it really is becoming an area of a destination. The
it
Weinberg
is.
Center is becoming a destination spot for a lot of people in Maryland. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being here.
Here you go. The Morning News Express with Bob Miller. Every weekday morning from 5 to 9, where you can hear more like that. And now on to the afternoon local call-in talk radio program, Mid-Maryland Live, with Tim May and myself, Frank Mitchell, and the Frederick County School Board gets lots of requests on budgeting and things they'd like to see improved in the public schools in Frederick County. Some students brought up one thing they'd like to see is a return to more opportunities to compost food within the schools. And of course, Tim and callers had their point of view on this. You have no organization there looking out for the students like you do for the teachers and the support staff, but nevertheless, a couple of students were allowed to speak.
Wow.
What they did is urge the board to bring back compostable lunch trays.
Yeah, if that student, all they have to worry about is that, God bless them real good. They're living in a bubble.
They have been replaced with non-recyclable plastic clamshell boxes.
No, and you could have to reuse them. You can't use reusable? Aren't they reusable?
No, they're non-recyclable.
I didn't say recyclable. I said reusable.
If they had... they used to have compostable lunch trays, that would solve everything.
We had not disposable, no, recycle.
Compostable.
No, you don't need that bull crap. All that is.
What do you mean that bull crap?
Well, first of all, Frank.
Don't you put out your compost every week?
I don't even know what a compost is. No.
Hello. Pilot project?
No. I'm going to tell you what.
Because you live in the city of Frederick.
I do. Let me tell you, Frank, about these. When I went to school in the 1800s, we had metal trays, and then we had the wonderful new plastic trays. What was wrong with those? They went through the steamer, car wash, dishwash, and they were ready for the next day. Guess what? They were there again the next day. I always looked for the same one. It had my initials on the back. That's the way it should be. Then you wouldn't have to worry about composting and digging piles. And again,
in the old days, composting was much more popular.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Widespread.
I'm sure it was.
Speaking of the old days.
Especially if you were living on a farm out in Iowa. But
yes,
if you
got a problem with that?
If you're a normal area, no. And I'm telling you, why would you, if you go to compostable, first of all, congratulations for the student for standing up. But if your life is that bubble-fied, you're in trouble. that you were worried about compostable dinner trays or cafeteria trays. And they have to be more expensive because you're going to keep buying them because they, what? You're going to compost them. Yeah. Well, the plastic trays that we use, we didn't compost them. We didn't recycle them. We used them for years. That made sense to me. But then again, you know, I would just like real and normal. I don't know. I don't like to say that word normal. I don't understand why people, I mean, if students got upset, you know, I wish we had, you know, golf in our program, or, you know, which I'm thinking is hilarious, or that we had more, you know, pickleball courts. At least you say, okay, well, they're thinking for something. That's kind of cool. But when a student says to me, we need compostable dinner trays or cafeteria trays, I got questions. I got lots of questions. Let's go to Pat. Pat, what say you, Pat?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, brother.
You guys have finally done it to me.
I'm sorry. We've gone over the edge.
I've listened to your discussion on composting now for God knows how many months.
Oh, for years. I know. For years.
And then you mentioned today that unless you lived in Iowa.
That's right.
I'm from Indiana.
Same thing.
Thank you for calling.
Be quiet, Frank. I'm talking to Pat.
We had two things, a compost pile and a trash burner.
Amen.
Ooh. Wish we had the trash burner back.
My dad made the trash burner.
God bless him.
But we hated the compost pile. It stunk.
Well, there are things you can do.
Be quiet, Frank. Pat's talking. Go ahead.
No,
Pat.
There's nothing you can do. I put lime on it. There's nothing you can do to stop the smell, which is not bad enough. But all it did was attract the raccoons and the skunks. You think about smell. Try having a skunk roaming around in a garbage pile.
Then why did you compost? Why didn't you just throw it in the river or something?
We didn't have a river. Indiana's flat.
Just throw it on the road, or I don't know.
It's Frank.
Well, we could have done that. That's what I hate to tell you this, but that's what we used to do with our engine oil.
Oh, that's right. Burn it. Well, the oil's good there for that. You know what,
Pat?
You know what we used to do with engine oil, Pat? Wait till you hear this. Put it on wooden floors.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was how you sealed them, Frank. That's how you kept the dust down.
Yes.
He doesn't understand. The poor boy that's never been out of Washington.
The dust down by our mailbox. We used to pour it by the mailbox.
Amen.
Right next to the street. Then
you're killing fat.
We decided to be environmentally compliant. We decided to be environmentally compliant.
Pat, I appreciate that you are composting nowadays, and I
Frank, I'm
sorry. I don't mean to insinuate that you were way back then when they didn't have them. But nowadays,
yes, I was way back then.
Well, we have a barrel that we put the compost in.
Special.
And if you lift it up and smell it, it probably doesn't smell real good. No, I can tell you it doesn't smell real good. But it has a very tight lid on it.
I can hardly.
The city comes and picks it up every week.
For
it's beautiful.
What do they do with it?
Compost.
What do they do with it?
Pat will explain what composting is.
It's a waste of time.
Do you know how much CO2 comes off of a compost pile?
Tell me a lot, please. Tell
me
a lot.
Rotting.
Really? I guess a lot, doesn't it?
There's a lot of CO2 emitted from a compost pile.
They're good.
Along with methane.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat, you made my day, Pat, because Frank set me up like you were going to chew me up and spit me out.
But it was, a real tight lid, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Guess what? It doesn't compost in a real tight lid because there's no oxygen.
You gotta have oxygen.
Yes. It's oxygen to form compost. And what does it do? Oxygen combines with the carbon in the compost.
Light it.
Carbon dioxide.
Light it. Boom.
And my favorite smell is in the fall, is the smell of burning leaves.
It's marijuana.
You wish.
You people. Now, do I dare get you guys started on this latest thing coming out of what's Tim called?
Annapolis?
Yeah. All right, Tim, wear your mask, damn it.
Annapolis.
This thing about collecting the plastic bottles and having a refund on them.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do?
Sure, that's good.
I just saw that today in the paper.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So let's get back to reality here. Pat, do you oppose the compostable trays at in Frederick County Public Schools?
Like Tim said, when I was in school, they give you a little, it was a fiberglass tray.
Yep.
That was, it came after Tim's day.
Yeah.
And then fiberglass tray, you ate your lunch, drank your milk, put everything back in the trash, took the tray back, and they would wash them.
Absolutely.
And reuse them.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. And I will tell you what, Mrs. McGillicuddy sat there at the end, if you didn't eat anything, Frank, in the old days, go back and sit down, young man. That kid in China is hungry. You better eat that damn stuff.
I don't know if I should tell you this or not. I went to a Catholic grade school.
Okay. God bless you. How's your knuckles?
Stop it, Tim.
No. Trust me. Knuckles, they're not that good. But it was a brand new school, and they had a low budget. We must have had Spanish rice 4 days a week for a full month.
I'd be happy. I love Spanish rice.
Oh, good. Not for every day, Frank.
Well, that's
true. What's wrong with you?
I know about you, Frank. I know you like Spanish rice.
With the tomatoes? Yeah, and some spices.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
God, Lord. But trust me, you put a tight lid on compost, it doesn't degrade. It rots.
All I know,
nothing for it.
Mr. Pat, is that it's a service now they have in the city. It's a pilot program they're running,
wonderful.
Key City Composting.
That's beautiful.
And that we put it in the thing, it doesn't smell, and they come and take it away and bring it back, and it doesn't smell.
Oh, that's special.
Unless you lift the lid and it's...
Unless you lift the lid.
Then it's rancid.
How do they get it out of your barrel, Frank? You got to open the lid up.
Well, they can they can deal with the smell. I don't have to.
But you know what that smell is?
I know what it is.
Composting.
Yeah.
It's called carbon dioxide mixed with sulfur.
Yeah.
It's what we call egg smell.
No, but
it's exactly what it is.
It could be putrid, yes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Pat, for allowing us to recycle our lunch trays in Catoctin.
And yes, sir. Please don't equate Indiana with Iowa.
Okay, I'm sorry. They both start with an I, don't they?
Indiana, that's me.
Indiana? Well, okay, I'm sorry. We won't make that mistake again. I've been corrected. Indiana wants you.
Indiana isn't all corn. That's Iowa.
Who's the Hoosier
state? I'm just joking.
Who's the Hoosier state?
You really don't know?
It's Indiana.
Yeah.
That's right. Who's your mama? Who's your daddy? Who said?
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah, not yet.
Well, I tried. Another edition of the Weekend Free Talk Express comes to a conclusion, but you can hear much more on WFMD every weekday morning between 5 and 9 and afternoons from 3 to 6. Do have a great weekend.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com. News Radio 930. WFMD, Frederick.
A connoisseur media radio station.
8 o'clock.